بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. اعتقد ان احنا كلنا سمعنا الاخبار اللي جايه من مصر about the massacre that took place in Alexandria and two churches there were bombed by the Islamists and يعني we don't know exactly how many people died but the number is in the tens, 150 واحد في كنيسة القديسين غير الناس اللي هم يعني they are severely injured وفي الشارع. Accordingly طبعا احنا النهارده we cannot have any kind of festivity while we know that there are many families who lost a father or a mother or a daughter or a son. Innocent people have no guilt and they have to go this night يعني missing one or more of their relatives. Accordingly, today we will only have the prayers, the midnight praises, and the sermon, and we'll conclude with the liturgy. النهاردة معلش احنا مش هنقدر نحتفل، هيبقى صعب جدا ان احنا نبقى يعني في الظروف دي we can celebrate، فاحنا هنصلي. احنا ما نعرفش غير طريق ربنا وطريق الصلاة. وربنا حقيقة ما قالناش غير كده وما وعدناش بحاجة ان احنا will have يعني everything goes well. ربنا ينيح نفوس الناس اللي راحت ويدي سلام ويدي تعزية للأهالي اللي هم they are left behind. فهنمشي دلوقتي will have the sermon وبعد كده هنصلي التسبحة وبعد كده we will conclude with the liturgy as planned before at 12. الحقيقة this year while I was preparing for what I want to talk about I felt like we all have some kind of sense of fear. There is fear of everything around us and this fear started to creep inside. Fear from suffering, fear from death, fear from the unknown, fear from the enemy, fear from our weaknesses. The whole atmosphere kida is filled with fear. And then reading the Psalms, looking at King David, while he was praising God in Psalm 34, he said to him, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. King David, when he spoke about God delivering him from all his fears, this did not mean that God spared him the suffering. God did not spare him to go into tribulations. He didn't do it with him and he didn't do it with any. But meanwhile, he delivered him out of all the tribulations. لما بنقول في المزمور ومن جميع مخاوفي نجاني. المخاوف حوالينا من كل ناحية ومن كل مكان. إحساسنا بالخوف من ناحية المعاناة والسفرينج. من ناحية اللي احنا ما نعرفوش الأنون يا ترى يقرأ بكرة يحصل فيه ايه. من ناحية عدو الخير واللي هو بيعمله وبيشتغلوا في قلوب الناس الأشرار وفي قلوب كل إنسان بيشتغل معاه. من ناحية ضعفنا احنا كمان نبص لروحنا كده ونقول يا رب احنا هنفضل لغاية امتى نزعل قلبك. ومن ناحية الموت العدو الأخير اللي ربنا وعد ان هو يبطله. Let us see and go through all of these fears and see the promises of God and see how he really wants us to set our minds. These days we need to set our mind in the right direction and that's why we are going to discuss this in details. When we approach the issue of the fear of suffering, the fear that maybe tomorrow I will suffer one way or another, the first thing that I have to remind myself with is that he himself suffered. He did not spare his only begotten son to suffer on the behalf of all of us and set before us an example how he went through all of this. Not only the pain and the suffering of the crucifixion, the humiliation, the torture, but also the suffering that comes from being tempted. Satan dared to tempt the Lord himself. That's why he comforts our heart when he says, "For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted." حاجة بتعزينا لما احنا اكون انا متألم بألم معين ويجي حد يقول لي I went through this myself. انا عديت في اللي انت بتعدي فيه ده. I tasted this. احنا even we are more leaning towards ان احنا نسمع من واحد اتألم اكتر من اي حد تاني نقول له ما انتش حاسس بينا. انت ما تعرفش انت بتتكلم على ايه. Because you did not go through what we are going through. But this thing we cannot say it to our master and our king and savior. He was tempted in everything. He suffered like no one. That's why he has the experience and he can tell you and me, I am aware, I felt it before, and then this will bring comfort to our hearts. Not only so, but also we will be glorified in as much as we partake of his suffering. على قد ما احنا بنتألم كل واحد فينا الألم بتاعه مختلف, على قد ما بنتألم احنا بنتمجد. We will be glorified in as much as we partake of his suffering. Saint Peter says this in his first epistle chapter 4. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. لا تستغربوا البلوى المحرقة الحادثة بينكم. Don't think it strange. The fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. عشان كده واحنا بنتألم عينينا عليه ان احنا بنتشارك معاه. الكنيسة بتعلمنا كده ان احنا لازم نموت معاه في المعمودية عشان نقوم معاه في الاخر. In the same way, زي ما احنا بنتألم معاه هنتمجد معاه برضو. It is when we suffer that we will cease to sin and die to the world. Definitely, maybe this is the most important thing. When we suffer, we die to the world. I doubt any of us today after we heard this news, we feel even the appetite to eat. Actually, if we say, we all feel that we want to throw out in rejection of what happened. I reminded all the time of this. When we live this day after day and we see this happening, not only the persecution, but also the suffering in the life of those people whom we love around us. أما نشوف المرض ونشوف الاضطهاد ونشوف الناس اللي حياتها بتروح, مين فينا بعد كده يجيله نفس ان هو يقدر يعيش حياته as if nothing happened. We cannot accept ان احنا to die to this and look up, because nothing here is guaranteed. No one of us can be sure that my life will go with no bumps whatsoever. We read St. Peter also says the same when he says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. مش هنقدر نعيش حياتنا واحنا عارفين ان في معاناة بتحصل لينا والاحبائنا وللناس اللي احنا we care about. ما نقدرش نحيا في الخطية بعد كده وخلاص كل واحد يرجع لحياته كما كانت. It is through suffering that we acquire virtues and mature in our relationships. This is how we all change. People will change because of the suffering. Some will change in a way that's negative. Maybe people will be filled with anger, seeking revenge and retaliation, beating themselves, blaming God. These are all changes because of the suffering. They are all negative changes that we should not be trapped into. Satan is not after killing some people. No, he is after seeding in our hearts to hate others, to think that what we should do in order to retaliate. If they kill one of us, we will go and attack them. No, my brethren, we should not be taken into the snare up to this. It is through suffering that we learn virtue. لما بنتألم بنتعلم نعيش الحياة المسيحية اللي ترضي ربنا. يقول لنا كده سانت جيمس, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. I believe something like what happened in Egypt tonight will bring all of us in one heart. We want to pray together. We will forgive one another. There is no time. We linger into trivialities and superficial matters. There is no time we keep on holding what we know that we are not going to take with us. It is when we suffer, we acquire virtue and we live the life that's pleasing to God. Moses learned through suffering to be patient. في بداية حياة موسى كان زينا كده, مش أقول زينا يعني تعصب. شاف واحد بداية واحد من شعب إسرائيل راح موته. Later on, when he went into suffering, he learned to be meek and patient and wait and wait and wait. God may not change what's happening around us, but definitely he is going to change us from inside to be able to handle it. كلنا بنبص على ربنا في وقت الضيق ونقول له انت ساكت ليه يا رب؟ ما بتعملش حاجة ليه؟ انت ما بتتدخلش ليه يا رب عشان توقف الظلم او علشان خاطر تشفي المريض او عشان خاطر انت ترفع عن الناس كل الحاجات اللي هم بيعانوا منها دي؟ ربنا يا احبائي يمكن ما يغيرش اللي بره, but definitely if we will work with him he will change us from inside. We will become better people if we allow the trial to cleanse our hearts, if we allow the trial to burn all of these things that's troubling to us, and we will come out as a refined gold. To overcome the fear also of suffering, we have always to remember that He knows how much we can bear, and He provides the way out of the trial. St. Paul says to the Corinthians, No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful, He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. مين فينا يقدر يقول هو يقدر يحتمل قد ايه؟ Nobody can. Who of us can say, this I can take, but this one I can't? No one of us. Either in a positive or a negative way. Meaning we might assume that maybe if I am today in Egypt, I will just go and die with those people who are dying. Maybe if we are tested, we'll not be as we think. On the other way, maybe if we are asked, can you take this pain? We say, no, I can't. But God knows that you can. Even if you can't, and He will allow you to go through it, He will give you the strength so you can bear it, you can endure, and you will be crowned with the trial that you are tried with. This is something, a fear of suffering, and this is how we should set our minds when we are facing them. In none of these, we see God saying, I promise you, if you follow me, you're not going to suffer. God never said that if you become faithful to me, I will not allow any bad thing or any kind of harm to come to you. Yes, we are not going to be harmed from inside. Yes, no one can separate us from Him. But truly, maybe we have to go through this in order for us to be crowned at the end. The second fear, the fear of the unknown. الخوف من المجهول. بكرة مخبي إيه؟ يا ترى بكرة هيحصل فيه إيه؟ يا ترى السنة الجاية يا رب وإحنا بنصلي هنا هتكون موجودين هنا ولا بنصلي في السماء؟ مين هيكون موجود ومين هيكون مشي؟ مين هيكون ماشي على رجليه ومين مش هيكون ماشي على رجليه؟ The fear of the unknown. What we do not know. Yes, we do not know what will happen tomorrow, but we know that God is the same. St. Paul to the Hebrews says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We need to look backward when we are faced with the fear of the unknown. The people of Israel, when they went out from Egypt, they were facing a huge a huge unknown thing. Where are we heading? What's going to happen in this wilderness? God always wanted them to look back and see Him dividing the sea before them. Remember what I did with you. When we face the unknown, look back and see how God worked things with every one of us to bring us today to His knowledge, to bring us today safely out of many, many tribulations and hard time we went through. كل مرة تبص قدامك وتخاف بص وراك وشوف ربنا عمل ايه معك. افتكر الايام اللي انت ما كنتش بتدور فيها على ربنا ولا عايزه ولا تعرفه وماشي في طريقك كده ازيف ان انت هتعيش فوريفر. وافتكر ربنا ازاي صبر واشتغل وشق البحر علشان خاطر يجيبك النهاردة لمعرفته. God is above time and He is working in our future to deliver us. We always think that it is day to day. God is going to work something today and tomorrow we'll ask Him to do something and maybe He will do it or not. God is already there. He is in this unknown. He is in tomorrow. God has no tomorrow or yesterday or today. Everything is happening before His eyes at all times. The story of Queen Esther gives us insight into what I mean. Esther, she was taken to live in this country, not knowing that one day she will be the deliverer of her people. The queen, Vashti, that the king did not like, she behaved in a certain way, so the king said, I'm going to let her go and find another person. God knew about Haman. God knew that Haman is conspiring. Something is happening in his heart, and one day he will tie the knot till the point come he will take an order from the king to kill everyone from the Jews. God knew about this before even Esther was born. And God worked things in order to put Esther in this place because He wanted to deliver His people from this massacre. ربنا بيشتغل بكرة لأن ربنا موجود فيه. مش مستنيك عشان توصل بكرة تقول له يا رب أنا في مشكلة. هو شايف بيشتغل وفي حاجات هو بيعملها عشان في مشكلة هتحصل بعد 10 سنين. هو عارف how he's going to deliver you out of it. We trust that He cares for us when we cast our cares on Him. We have to remind ourselves, احنا we don't take care of ourselves. He takes care of us. As exactly we have to remind ourselves, we are not the supporters or the providers for our children. كل واحد فينا يقعد يفكر ويقول يا ترى هعمل ايه بكرة وولادي هيعملوا ايه. ولادك دول هم ولاد ربنا. انت نفسك في يوم من الايام كنت طفل وربنا كان بيعولك وبيدبر احوالك. He will do the same whether you are here or not. God is not going to be perplexed when the father or the mother or whoever is not there. He will work things. He will be able to provide still for those children. St. Peter says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. ملقين كل همكم عليه لأنه هو بيعتني بكم. Why he start by saying humble yourself? Because if I keep thinking that I am the one who takes care of my family, I am the one who provides for them, if I am not there, my family will just be lost. Is this the case? Truly, is it? Definitely not. We can learn from Elijah's experience. خبرة بتاعت إيليا. Elijah was a mighty man. He was one of those people who can confront kings. And God wanted to tell him something. I take care of you, Elijah. Then he took him and he asked him to sit beside the river. And he asked the ravens to provide food for him for 3.5 years. Always waiting up, waiting for the ravens to come with the food. To teach him, no, it is not you who takes care of yourself. I take care of you. After 3.5 years, he moved him in order for a widow to take care of him. Look at this. From the ravens to a widow, a man is just waiting for a bird and for a helpless lady to take care of him. It's a lesson that we also need to learn from. Yes, we do not know what will happen, yet we know that he can turn it for our good. Everything is like a puzzle. Every piece of the puzzle doesn't make sense in itself, but he knows how he is going to connect things together. He will put this beside this beside this. At the end, it will be an icon. All of those saints that we look upon in the church were like puzzles. Everyone has his story, but God made all of the pictures to come together in order for us to look, and then we feel that he is working truly in the life of those people who trust in him. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. You cannot say how or in which way if you look at one piece of the puzzle. ما تقدرش تاخد واحدة بس من البازلز وتقول ايه يا ترى دي هتبقى حاجة كويسة ازاي منين ما تنفعش شكلها ما يجيبش حاجة انت ما انت شايف الـ other pieces اللي ربنا بيجيبهم مع بعض علشان خاطر البازل ده في الآخر يعمل صورة وأيقونة. So we spoke about the fear of suffering, the fear of the unknown, then the fear of the enemy. هيعملوا أعداءنا فينا إيه؟ الشيطان هيعمل فينا إيه؟ We have always to remember that we are given authority over him, not the other way around. We should not be tempted to think that Satan has authority, he's an angel. He sees us, we do not see him. He is powerful and mighty, and we are not. Then he can do harm to us. Believe me, this is not the case. The Lord Christ said, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. The story of San Justina is a very interesting story. She was loved by a pagan, rich young man who wanted to marry her. He asked her for marriage and she refused. There was a famous sorcerer in the city. His name was Cibrianus. So this man, the young man, went to Cibrianus asking him, can you bring to me Justina and make her, through the work of the devil, to submit to my will and marry me? Then the man said, definitely I can. Cibrianus tried and tried and tried, and the devil was not able to bring Justina to love this young pagan. So the devil, Cibrianus said to the devil, this is the last chance. If you do not get Justina for me, then I will not work in this business anymore. I will know that you cannot do everything as you said. The devil trying to get around the ultimatum given to him by Cibrianus, he disguised himself and he took the form of Justina. When he appeared before Cibrianus, the sorcerer, Cibrianus shouted, welcome with Justina. Just saying her name made the devil to come in his ugly form. He could not bear the name of this righteous young Christian girl. Cibrianus turned and became a Christian. Not only so, in his struggle, he became also a bishop over the city that he was living in. It is actually we who have the authority. We have to remind ourselves with this. Even if we are not making use of the authority, it is given to us. We have also to remember that we are not alone in the war against the enemy. We have a cloud of witnesses. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. احنا مش لوحدينا في الحرب دي. احنا معانا سحابة الشهود الملائكة والقديسين ورئيس ملائكة بيشفع فينا. Otherwise, هتبقى الحرب دي not fair when a spirit that's so mighty is tempting and trying people who are human beings, يعني, dust and ashes. We have to make use of those heavenly hosts who are ready to help us if we call upon them. It has been given to us to know his schemes. We learn it. As he learned how to trick us, we learned his schemes as well. الشيطان والحيل بتاعته ما بقتش حاجة ما نعرفهاش. احنا بنعرفها لكن مش كلنا على الأقل بناخد حذر. ولكن we know his schemes. We know where he comes from. St. Paul says to the Corinthians, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. احنا عارفين ان الطريق ده هيوصلني ان انا اقع في ايد الشيطان. عارفين ان العلاقة دي هتنتهي في الاخر ان انا هعمل حاجة مش مظبوطة وغلط ما ابتديهاش من الاول. عارف السكة ان دي طريق الشيطان. خلينا make use of knowing the scheme of the enemy. We are promised if we resist, he will flee from us. He is not going to keep on tempting and tempting endlessly. He will flee if we resist. As St. James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. By then, we will be given the white robe given to those people who fight and conquer. The fourth fear, the fear of my weakness. طيب يا ابونا انا عارف ان انا عندي سلطان على عدو الخير بس انا خايف من روحي من my weakness. Yes, I know that I have authority but I'm not making use of it. I know that no one can make me to fall but I go to the trap myself. What about this then? Even with this, we have hope and he still can deliver us out of this fear. His mercy is for the sinners who seek him. رحمة ربنا هي للخطاة. ربنا مش هيستناك عشان تبقى قديس عشان يرحمك. ربنا هيرحمنا لما نطلب منه الرحمة. He said to his disciples, but go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous but sinners. I may not be aware of that net, yet he will not allow my foot to slip. كل يوم في فخاخ لكن ربنا will deliver us if we cast our burden on him. King David says he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He asked us to forgive. In every time we are asked for forgiveness. ربنا طلب مننا نسامح أي حد يجي يقول سامحني. يبقى هو كم مرة عنده استعداد يسامحني لما روح وأقول له يا رب أنا غلطان سامحني. Have to trust this. ربنا his forgiveness and mercy is without limit. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying I repent, you must forgive them. ربنا بيقول لنا كده. لو أخطأ أخوك إليك 7 مرات في اليوم و7 مرات جي قال لك أنا أخطأت سامحه. طب لو أنا أخطأت 7 مرات ورحت قلت له يا رب سامحني هيقول لي لا ما ينفعش أنت من الناس اللي أنت عملته. It doesn't work this way. To overcome the fear of my weakness, I have also to remember that he taught us to set our hopes on grace. نثق في عمل النعمة. I tried myself before and it didn't work. But I can trust in him and his grace will lift me up. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. النهاردة وإحنا بنصلي and we are making resolution for the new year, don't say God, I promise. Simply because no one of us can keep the promise. But tell him, I want to live this way. I want to honor you in my life in this way. If you help me with your grace, I will be able. These are the desires of my heart. I tried it before on my own, it didn't work. But today I come to you. I come to you with the sense of there is no way I can make it if you do not help me. And I trust that if you help me, I will live the holy life that you want me to live. عشان اتغلب عن مخاوفي لازم افكر نفسي. ان هو ربنا راح وراء الجاهل واللي ضايع واللي مش عارف حاجة. دور على الكل. He sought after the ignorant and the lost. He accepted the thief and the adulterous woman. He gave wages to those who labored only 1 hour. اللي ضيعوا اليوم كله ما عملوش حاجة. جم في آخر ساعة اشتغلوا اداهم أجرة. احنا في آخر ساعة من السنة. يمكن السنة كلها راحت. ضاعت في أي حاجة. ضاعت في محبة باطلة. ضاعت في تكاسل وإهمال. عندي ساعة واحدة فضلة يا رب من السنة. أنا هاجي يا رب وأقول لك سامحني ارحمني. Have mercy upon me. help me to live the life you want me to live. Those people who died today in Egypt, they were in the church. And this happened immediately after they came out from the church. I am sure that all of them were in this status where people were making resolution with God, asking for forgiveness, repenting their sins, asking Him to have mercy upon them. They were in perfect status to be taken immediately to heaven. That's why while we are saddened with what happened, but we look up and see that this cloud of witness that we always look upon have added those people who went up from Alexandria today in this mass killing. They went up to be among those whom God will reward. He never turned away from anyone who asked for His forgiveness. Never. Don't shy when you are taken in your sin to turn and say, God forgive me. حتى وإحنا في الخطية نخرج منها ونقول يا رب سامح يا رب ساعدني وربنا هيقبلنا. The last fear is the fear of death. The fear of what's going to happen to me and to those people whom I care about and to this and to that. Again, death became a bridge that we step in order for us to cross to the real life. Death is not anymore this scary enemy where no one can conquer and we do not know what's going to happen afterward. Death is not the end. Victory and life are. We have to remind ourselves every day with this. Every day that death is not the end of the life of those people who love and serve God. St. Paul says, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Death itself will be swallowed in victory. That's why the icon of the resurrection is the main icon in the church. This is where we set our minds on. Our eyes are fixed on this. We look upon Him rising from the dead victorious, then we know that as He rose, we will also have the same. When we think of those people who were killed, we do not think of them as victims. Actually, we celebrate them as martyrs, as people who are now enjoying all of the promises because they trusted in Him. They were in the church tonight, and they put their trust on the one who conquered death. And as He conquered death, He will give them the same victory as well. Looking at all of these fears and how we should set our minds on, St. Paul cries with this doxology when he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. The people who died tonight or today in Egypt, they are telling us a message. We live as people who are already counted as sheep for slaughter. We live to wait for this in whatever way it happens, through persecution, through illness, through whatever. We are not living for ourselves anymore. And this or whatever will never separate us from the love of Christ. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. As we said, we'll have the وقت التسبحة وهنصلي. احنا ملناش طريق تاني. عينينا على ربنا بس. مش على اي حد تاني. هنصلي عشان اخواتنا اللي في السماء وعلشان خاطر اهلهم اللي نطلب من ربنا ان هو يديهم تعزية. وعشان خاطر اخواتنا المسلمين اللي ربنا نطلب ان هو يفتح عينيهم عشان يشوفوا الحياة ويبعدوا عن الموت واختاروا النور ويبعدوا عن الظلم. هنصلي وبعد كده هنصلي القداس at exactly at midnight لغاية الساعة 2 as the program said. معلش الأولاد احنا نقدر نشرح لهم. في ولاد النهاردة يعني children in Egypt died, they went to heaven, they didn't do anything, they were not guilty of anything. People lost their parents, maybe part of their families, whatever. That's why we share in this morning by prayers and asking God to have mercy upon us all. Now احنا هنبتدي نصلي تسبيحة زي ما بنصليها كل يوم سبت لغاية الساعة 12. لإلهنا المجد والكرامة والعزة من الآن والأبد. آمين.